Run your credit card through your local vending machine and you can get lunch, snacks, drinks, even hot soup. But the French have done us one better. Slip your card and pick up your steak for a midnight supper, or your burger, or your sausage. Our contributor David Leet was intrigued by this idea, so he tracked down journalist Samuel Petriquin in Paris.
Samuel, welcome all the way from France to the show.
Good afternoon.
So tell me about this very curious contraption, which to us Americans seems rather odd, of a meat vending machine in Paris.
Yeah, I have to tell you that for us French, it's very odd too, because this is not something we often see in the Paris streets. Mm-hmm. There are three of these machines in France, and okay. The one in Paris is outside a butcher shop. So I went to see the owners of the butcher shop, and surprisingly, they told me that their business started very well, actually. After a couple of months of activity, they are selling a lot of meat from the machine. And I spoke to some of the people in the butcher shop, and they were quite interested in the concept. Most of them saying that that would help them during weekends when lots of shops are closed in France, especially the little ones, the little shops. And they said that it would be very convenient to have such a machine. And also the owners of the butcher shop said that many customers buying the meat from the machine are actually revelers. After a night out in Paris, 2 o'clock in the morning, they're getting hungry. They buy a steak, they go back home, they cook the steak, open another bottle of wine, and the party continues.
That is fantastic. That idea is fantastic. I was just kind of imagining these older cooks, these women and these men going there and not being able to sort of tell the butcher, I want that particular meat, I want that particular steak. So they were okay with whatever comes out of the vending machine, right?
Yeah, you're right. Some of the other people I spoke with, they said that they like to come to their favorite shop to speak with a butcher, have some sort of interaction between them. And they were less interested in the concept. They want to have the possibility to choose. But I have to say, I tested a very nice pâté. The quality of the food is amazing. You know, it's a refrigerated machine. They're changing the meat every day. And the pâté I had I was excellent. I had it with a baguette, and it was perfect sandwich. And the price is quite the same as the products they sell inside the shop.
Speaking of baguettes, there are also machines that sell baguettes, which were the precursor to the meat machines, correct?
Exactly. The baguette vending machine was the precursor, And it has spread across France very quickly. They became very popular, actually.
And what are some of the meats that are being sold in the vending machines? There's steak, you said. What else?
So you've got steak, you've got pâté, you've got beef carpaccio, a lot of delicatessen coming from the southwest of France, because the owners are from that region.
Any sausage?
Sausages as well, yeah.
Now, do you see this concept taking off in Paris?
Difficult to say. I'm quite skeptical, actually. It's a good extra something, you know, like we said before, for revelers, for people going out late.
Right.
But you won't take over. You know, it's like Paris, contrary to London, for example, is a city where small shops are still predominant. People in Paris don't really like to go to supermarkets to run around. So I guess they will remain attached to their local shops and won't switch to machines for that.
Samuel, thank you for coming on the show. It was a pleasure.
Thanks very much for having me.
Reporter Samuel Petriquin lives and writes in Paris, the lucky person. David Leet is the publisher of Leet's Culinaria, lccooks.com.